Without doubt, it's a good news story when a minister is coming to the county. He's going to officially open a number of housing developments, which social housing tenants will move into in the coming weeks, as well as that he's going to turn the sod on a number of developments that will be commencing in the next number of weeks. Whilst it's a very good news, we as councillors and as Oireachtas representatives within Donegal, we need to take the opportunity today to outline to Minister Murphy the difficulties that we have in Donegal, the fact that we have homeless people in Donegal, and the difficulties that there are with different facets of the housing minister's remit, be it the tenant purchase scheme or various other difficulties, the SI house building scheme. And to that regard, I have arranged with the minister's office for a cross-party deputation of elected representatives to meet with him after 1 p.m. today in Letterkenny to outline the difficulties as we see it, and also to ask the minister, what can we in Donegal do better and do more of to fast-track housing? Because God knows we need houses now and we need them faster. There are people on the housing list for a number of years. We can't have that. And if the government on one hand are saying that they are releasing money and happy to pay for housing, well, we must ensure that we are doing everything that we can within the county to access that money and to provide houses for those that need them most.
There had been concern raised earlier this week that while there have been already a number of sods turned, I suppose, in the county, that not a lot has been done since. Obviously, you will be pushing on the Housing Minister to do more after he carries out these different engagements today.
Well, there's no doubt at all about it, but that it is more difficult now to build houses, not alone in Donegal, but all over the country because of regulations and things that have come in. We're talking about a time when we're in the midst of a housing crisis, when people can't access money from the banks, when the government are saying there's a massive housing deficit within our country. And perhaps it's time the government look at some type of softening regulation in the social housing remit to allow houses to be built, whilst upkeeping the standard. And a way of softening that regulation is putting more overseers or more people in charge of them to ensure that things are done right and not asking people to self-police, because that doesn't work, as has been proven. The sod turnings are very welcome. Some of the sods that have been turned today are projects that are in the pipeline for an excess of 10 years. So we must be somewhat vigilant in regards to the good news that seems to be coming to Donegal today. Many of the housing schemes that are within our county are being developed by the council, I may add, for the last number of years. So it is very good news that tenants will move into those. But we need to take the opportunity to impress upon the minister the need for more investment and more delivery in Donegal, and not just allow it to be a PR stunt type exercise for a government minister to come to Donegal and to say everything is rosy in the garden, when it absolutely is not.